Hey there, it's Steve, and welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan, a podcast about the frying pan. It's just so freaking meta if you don't know what this is about by now. I don't know, listen or go hop to an earlier episode, or I just can't even find words to explain it anymore. But hey, so this week's episode, I pitched a product called the Cobby, which at its root is taking any food and putting it on a cob, with some obvious and less obvious, real serious medical dangers, just to add a little spice to it. So here you go. Here is Cobby.
Got my hand, what? My hand in the frying pan. Frying pan.
All right, it's the download here on WGN Radio, and it's Friday night at 10 o'clock, so it's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brain behind the successful local business, IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. Now, Steve has to go back to Mark Cuban with new ideas. But before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes here to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He gives his exclusive business idea to us so we can poke holes into it and give Steve the confidence he needs to pitch it to Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Thank you. Thanks for having me here. I'm jazzed because tonight I've got one. That's almost a guaranteed winner.
Look at you. Yeah. Look at the excitement.
I'm excited to be emanating. In studio.
Yeah, you're in
and
studio.
I'm glad, right. This is my best invention yet. So I dare anyone to say that they wouldn't buy one. And I'll call them out on that.
All right. 312-981-7200. That's his idea tonight. Sheer confidence.
Yep.
There's no other idea. He's just confident.
No. There's an invention behind that confidence.
All right, Steve Gadlin, what is this week's frying pan?
Okay, well, gosh, we all love eating corn on the cob. Mm-hmm. But how frustrating is it? Do you know when you eat corn on the cob, you're throwing away a cob every single time?
Right.
That's the bulk of the product is the cob, and we just waste it. We throw it away.
Right.
So I've invented something called the Cobby. Now, the Cobby is a synthetic, reusable cob that you can put your corn on, so you don't buy the corn with the cobs. You buy just the regular corn, the plain corn, and you don't have to keep wasting cobs. You spread on Cobby paste, which is an edible adhesive, mm-hmm. vegetable-based adhesive, and then you roll it in a tub of just the plain corn, and then you eat it off your cob. And when you're done, you throw Cobby in the dishwasher, or you run it through the sink, and you can spread on some more Cobby paste and roll it through some more corn. So you could basically only use one cob for your entire life. No more buying corn on the cob and wasting the cob. You can just buy the corn, the plain corn that comes without the cob.
The Cobby.
And you know what? There's more, because you're thinking, that's great, but since corn doesn't come attached to the Cobby, maybe it's possible to use it for something else. Well, you're right, because Cobby paste will stick anything to that thing. You can have steak on the cob, blueberries on the cob, raisins on the cob, popcorn on the cob. That's a fun one.
That's fun, yeah.
Yeah. All sorts of foods on the cob.
Well, that's intriguing.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see where your confidence comes from.
Yep.
The Cobby, 312.
And you know that we're not wasting cobs anymore, so it's green, and it's for the environment.
312-981-7200. Let's talk about the Cobby, which is interesting because this would be an invention it's sort of an improvement on corn on the cob, which, you know, corn on the cob, maize goes back, you know, centuries.
Yeah, and they've wasted so many cobs. With this way, you're never wasting cobs because you just buy the plain corn in the can and you can reuse the same cob over and over again. And it's great. It still gives you that same mouthfeel. Mm-hmm. That Cobby paste, that vegetable-based Cobby paste has been specially formulated to give you that mouthfeel of yanking fleshy corn off of the cob,
right.
Or any food, really.
Well, I have questions.
Yeah, chocolate chips on the cob. Imagine how delicious
that
would be.
I'm intrigued more about that concept, the aspect of being able to eat different foods off the cob.
But I want you to be impressed by how green this is and how many cobs we're saving.
Right. Okay, well, I'll try to be impressed by that. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. What do we think of the Cobby? What do we think? Different foods on the cob?
Yeah.
Saving the environment.
Saving the environment because no more throwing away those cobs.
All right. Well, let's take a break so we can get some of these calls. Yeah,
everyone
queued
in
up.
The family gets their own cobby.
There's a lot of cobbies. 312-981-7200. It's the Frying Pan here on WGN Radio. Stay with us.
Got my hand. What? My hand in the frying pan.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. It's Friday night at 10, so that means Steve Gadlin from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com, the local innovator, inventor, entrepreneur, is in studio with us with the frying pan. Steve, good to see you.
It's great to be here. I love being in studio.
Let's remind people of this week's invention, the Cobby.
Yeah, so Cobby is a synthetic reusable cob. So normally when we eat corn on the cob, we throw out so many cobs, it's wasteful. And it's not good for the environment to constantly burn through and throw out those cobs. So Cobby allows you to buy the plain corn, not on the cob. So you save a cob. You spread a vegetable-based Cobby paste, a thick Cobby paste on the synthetic cob, and then you can roll it in corn kernels. Mm-hmm. And then it simulates eating corn off the cob. So you save, you throw it in the washing machine, you reuse it, and boom, it's environmentally safe and green. Now, one of the bonuses, of course, is you can also use Cobby with foods that aren't corn. You can have cake on the cob.
Yes, this is the part that I like. Yeah,
pickles on the cob. Anything really that will adhere to a denture-style paste cream can be edible off this cob.
Okay, 312-981-7200. The lines are lit up. Let's go. Okay, so let's bring up the lines. Let's go to Tom. Tom, yay or nay on the Cobby?
Yes, how are you doing this tonight?
Good, how about you?
I stayed up an extra hour to listen to your show.
Thank you very much. What do you think, Tom? Did we like it?
Well, first of all, I got three questions, okay? The first one is, I would like to try it. I'm 55 years old, and I was raised in Naperville on a corn farm and bean farm, okay?
Oh, wow.
Second of all, the paste. Mm-hmm. What is that paste produced out of? And third, my father used to soak the whole ears of corn in the husk and everything, get them real wet, put them on the grill. And that was the best way of steaming the corn. How would we steam the corn on the cobby?
Yeah. Right, that was one of the questions I had too, Tom. Thanks, Tom, for that.
How do you,
a lot of times you're going to grill corn, you're going to steam corn.
Yeah, well, you'd have to grill the corn, the plain corn, not the corn on a cob. You don't want to grill the cobby, it'll go up fast. That's just because of the materials, it's very flammable. But I'll say, what does it take? What is the cobby paste made out of? It's vegetable based. It's in the same family as a denture cream, which goes in your mouth as well. So it's got a bitter aftertaste, but you can offset that by sugaring your corn or putting sweets on the cob as well.
Okay, let's go
Skittles
to
Skittles on the cob.
Skittles on the cob. Yeah. That would be good. Let's go to Mark. Mark, yay or nay on the cobby?
Yay, with a tweak on your pitch. Great job, Steve.
Thanks.
And I love the show. The pitch, I'd soft pedal the green angle just a little bit because the cob was still needed to produce the corn that's in the can.
No. So you buy the plain corn, the cobless corn, the stuff that just comes in the can without a cob.
No, but what I think he's saying is that corn that's in that can was produced with the cob.
No, there are two types. When you go to the store, you'll see there's the cobbed corn, usually in the produce section, but then you can buy canned corn. It's in a whole other section. That's why you're confused. It's cobless corn.
So you're saying that corn that's in the can had no cob when it was produced by the farm?
I don't see how it could have.
No.
Because it's...
Okay. All right. You know what? Keep going.
Okay,
keep going.
I love the product.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Good product, but soft on the green because there was a cob enabled that corn before it was in the can.
I don't think there was.
Job.
No, we're talking
all
about
right, we're getting caught
corn.
Up in semantics here. I think that Steve
He's
may not be...
He's picturing the corn you see in the
I know exactly what Mark is saying. I mean, I think we all do. Mark, what do you think? What was your second point here?
So, the second point is just the feel and the taste of summer sweet corn off of the farmer's market is really something special. And
yeah, but wasteful.
It will still sell great.
But very wasteful.
It'll still sell great, mm-hmm. but that moment in the summer when you've got that summer sweet corn and you're biting into it for the first time each summer, that's not something that you can replace synthetically.
Well,
Thanks a lot, Mark. You know, thanks for that.
I think the experience is actually very similar, and I think when we educate people at how wasteful eating corn off the cob is, you know, just like smoking is something that feels great. But once people have been educated about how it's harmful for the environment and themselves, well, now, you know, now there's vaping that simulates it, and people seem pretty excited with that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of, people who are texting in about that point. They say that the corn cobs are completely biodegradable. The 708 says it's not wasteful. Most excess cobs are made into animal feed. And Tom, who's on the line, Tom is similar. Tom, yay or nay on the cobby?
Let's go nay. Hmm. You guys have so many apartments and townhomes up there. Mm-hmm. Why don't we use the idea that he has put a mount on the end of it so you can mount it on your balcony and use it for a bird or a squirrel feeder?
Oh, that's a good idea. Thanks a lot, Tom.
So in tests, the cobby paste is shown to be actually deadly to small animals. Any animal under 50 pounds would get... It's an instant form of cancer from ingesting the cobby paste and probably would die very quickly. So what you'd end up with is a lot of dead squirrels, cats, raccoons, mm-hmm. and medium-sized dogs on your
Yeah, we don't want that.
No, so we don't recommend it for feeding type. It's really meant for humans, for larger humans over 50 pounds. So, you know, spread on that cobby paste.
Well, it begs the question, what about a child?
Well, a larger child, sure. But once they hit that 50-pound threshold, that's when we say go for it. And, hey, you can try it when they're lighter than 50 pounds. I mean, you know, how many people really tighten that car seat as tight as you're supposed to? You know, that's fine. We don't want you to sacrifice joy in life for overbearing, you know, over-concern. But we definitely wouldn't want you feeding it to animals just to stay green.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. 312-981-7200. Let's go to a couple texts before we get to the news. Mm-hmm. 630 says, Jim, he says, I kind of like this. Create an optional accessory called the cobby wrap to simulate the steamed corn from the grill.
Yeah, actually, so I forgot to say that when the guy was talking about that before, but that is an idea I had, was we can still get that steam if we use the cobby wrap. And I'd called it the same thing when I thought about it earlier, too.
You did?
Yeah.
You did the same.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So I'm glad they reminded me about my earlier idea.
Okay. Okay, so 312 says you aren't saving a single cob. All the corn in the bag you attached to your device came off a cob.
Well, and again, I think they are mistaking the corn they see in the produce section for the corn in the frozen section, which doesn't come on a cob. It's just the plain regular kernels in a bag or in a can or in a, you know, plastic clamshell, however it's served.
773's got a good point. They say, nay, if I have to buy corn to put on the cobby, why don't I just eat corn that I bought rather than waste time putting it on it? And two, what does the paste taste like?
Right. So it's to get that enjoyment of eating off the cob, your teeth push through the sweet, fleshy corn, through the thick, sticky paste, and onto the hard plastic synthetic cob. And it just presents that summery feeling that earlier caller was talking about. Now, the flavor, again, the cobby paste is a little bitter, but we recommend you offset that by sugaring your corn or by alternating corn kernels with M&Ms or Skittles or a sugary candy, just to, you know, it kind of gets you through that bitter aftertaste.
Right. Let's go to, is this Sina? What is it, Sanaa?
Sanaa.
Hi, Sanaa. Okay, Sanaa, yay or nay to the cobby?
I'm going with nay. I'm going because it's not really a good idea, but it's not so green either because it creates a waste that wasn't there before.
That's it, yeah.
Well, but it saves, you know, countless cobs. If you buy a cobby and if you eat 40 cobs of corn a week on average, now multiply that times 50 weeks because it's easier math. That's 2,000 corn cobs plus then the other 2 weeks. So 2,100 corn cobs basically that you're saving over the course of 1 year for the family that eats 40 corn on a cobs in a week.
Who's eating?
Well, that's
40.
That's a round number example, okay. Just so we can
all
get
right,
those
it's
high
just a hypothetical,
numbers.
But yeah. I yeah okay.
But imagine the size of the landfill that you're saving, and that can be turned into playgrounds or green spaces for communities.
Okay.
Community gardens, you know, stuff like that. Green stuff.
Yeah. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for the Cobby. That's this week's frying pan idea. Steve Gadlin's in studio. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the news. And we'll get back to the frying pan. What do we think of the Cobby? Yay or nay? 312-981-7200.
Got my hand, what? Frying pan. Frying pan.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's 10 o'clock. The 10 o'clock hour, 10:30. And that means it's time for Frying Pan with Steve Gadlin. He won on Shark Tank with IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. Now he has a development deal with Mark Cuban. Before he brings a new business idea to Cuban, he brings him here to the download. Doesn't usually have success, but he feels that he has a shot here in the second half of the Frying Pan with the Cobby.
That's right. The Cobby is a synthetic and, most importantly, reusable cob. So instead of wasting cobs like we do when we buy corn on the cob, this is reusable. You spread on some cobby paste, roll it in your plain old corn kernels, and then it simulates the feel and flavor of eating corn off the cob. Not only can you use it with corn, but you can use it with other foods like raisins,
pickles, I'm surprised
cake.
People haven't caught on to that idea. I like that idea.
Yeah, you know, candy on the cob. You can do all sorts of fun treats. On the cob, steak on the cob, chicken on the cob. Cob eating is a pretty popular, you know, you could have a restaurant themed around eating different, all your foods come on the cob, you know?
Right. I like that. 312-981-7200. 312 says, good idea on the cobby. One thing I love about corn is the silky threads getting stuck in your teeth.
Yeah.
Any plans to launch a cobby paste to simulate that sensation?
Well, here's the funny thing is for most people, that's actually a downside to eating corn. Uh-huh. And that's something that does not happen when you eat corn off the cobby. So it's actually an improvement on nature's experience.
Right.
And not only do we improve nature's experience, we're friendly to nature by saving all those cobs from landfills.
312-981-7200. Let's go to Ron. Ron, yay or nay on the cobby?
I'm a yay.
Yes.
Thanks, Ron.
It maybe helps people get to eat more vegetables or whatever. Kids might find it enjoyable. Mm-hmm. And I think his heart is in the right spot. So when you go to the grocery store and you buy like a can of corn that has no cob in it, that was still grown on a cob.
Yeah.
And a factory has taken that off and placed it.
Thank you. I've been trying to explain that in the break.
I don't
to Steve.
Agree. I'd like to get a farmer in here to answer that for us because I know. There's the produce version where you get in the produce section and you see it on the cob. But then when you see it in a can or a bag, that's never been cobbed. They've never cobbed that corn. It's just plain old corn.
It was still grown on a cob.
Well,
so
corn doesn't grow on the cobs.
Yes,
corn's applied to cobs through a process called cobbing. Have you heard of a cobbler, sir? What do you think a cobbler does?
I've heard of peach cobbler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what, Ron, I've been trying in the break. 312-981-7200. Let's go to Shirley. Shirley, yay or nay on the cobby?
Oh, it's a nay. I grew up on a farm.
Okay, here
there's
you go.
There's nothing more better than going out to the corn patch and picking the corn, having the hot water ready.
Yeah.
And, you know, can you imagine, just visualize the corn on the cob. If you rolled it on the cobby, you'd have corn going every which way. You wouldn't have a beautiful ear of corn.
Well, thank you, Shirley. Thank you for
beauty
that.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, let me remind you.
Okay.
The nice thing about cobby paste is it's shocking pink, so it provides this great backdrop to the corn kernels or whatever you roll onto the cobby. So, you know, I'd say that's beautiful, too.
It's a
new
different
kind
design,
of
yeah.
New kind of beauty.
Oh, that's interesting.
And you have the beauty of knowing you're saving the environment.
630 says, cobblers fix shoes.
Well, I don't know what they do in their spare time, and that's fine. But, you know, cobbler is one who cobs corn, which is taking grown corn kernels and affixing it very meticulously to a cob. A non-reusable cob, I'll add.
Okay, 262 says he's right. I'm a corn farmer in Wisconsin. I grow cobless corn. It's grown in a zero-gravity chamber.
Mm-hmm. Well, there we have it. I think that's the official, you know, the official word.
Yeah, the cobbler is a shoemaker. All corn grows on a cob, and the canned stuff is mechanically stripped.
Let's not talk about one specific cobbler. Again, there may be cobblers who also make shoes, but I'm talking about the cobblers that affix corn kernels to non-reusable cobs.
Okay, well, you know what? We're just going to agree to disagree on this one. 214 says, how about keeping it all natural and just glue corn kernels onto zucchinis with anchovy paste? Then your under 50-pound animals and children will enjoy it, too.
That's something you can do if you want, but a zucchini will not be reusable. A zucchini is going to rot after a while, and it's going to add some zucchini flavor to anything you eat. And anchovy paste, I think that caller may have been joking.
Hmm. What's the cobby made of? What kind of plastic?
Yeah, so it's a hard polymer. It's a polymer plastic. It's a little rubbery to the feel. It's like if you imagine a toilet paper roll made out of thick rubber, plasticky rubber with a sheen on it, a rough sandpapery sheen.
Hmm. Okay.
It's hard to explain, but if you can.
Okay.
The nice thing about the way we package the cobby is that you can pop one right out of the box and try it in the store. If you don't like it, you just slide it back into the box and put it back on the shelf.
Hmm. All right, let's go to the lines. Let's go to Matthew. Matthew, yay or nay on the cobby?
I'm not sure because I hate to dog this, but he needs to explain. Everyone's stuck on the corn in the can.
They are.
Because everyone thinks, well, you know, that's using a cob too at some point. If corn in a can doesn't come from a cob, where does it come from?
Well, it comes from the earth. Corn is grown in the earth, and people harvest the kernels. And then in most cases, in commercial corn industry, a cobbler will then take those kernels and affix them in an organic way to an organic cob that's also grown separately. And, you know, it takes a long time, and that cob is not reusable. So we're just doing that same process, but it's a little easier. You just spread the cobby paste on the cobby and then roll it in the fresh kernels.
All right, well then, so corn you're saying is grown from the ground, or can you give me a physical description?
Well, it's yellow and plump. They look like...
I live out in the west suburbs of Chicago, way like Naperville, Aurora. When you drive out west on I-88,
you see a lot of cornfields, right?
Cornfields, and corn grows on cob.
You see cob fields. You're half right, sir. You do see cob fields.
Okay.
So you're saying that's all artificial?
What's artificial? No, it's all natural. I mean, I think no one will disagree that corn was meant for the cob, sir. That's why we are creating the synthetic experience to mimic it.
No, I'm not knocking the product. I think it's a good idea, but it's just to the average person, people assume and see corn growing on a corn stalk. Right. I mean, I'll be honest with you. If you guys were joking and you're like, let's tell people corn isn't grown on cobs in a cornfield, we would fall for it. Because that's what we see, and that's what I don't have any friends that say, well, you know where corn really comes from?
Well, yeah, and I've been trying, because I feel the same way, Matt. I don't understand. I mean, I think what you have to understand about Steve and sometimes his limitations is that we'll get caught up in this argument over and over and over around things. This happened a couple weeks ago with Star Wars, and you can't actually use the term Star Wars in your product. Mm-hmm. But let's just continue on past that.
Here's the thing: you're up against the average consumer who goes, "Well, wait a minute, corn's grown in a corn field. You're still using the cob if you take the corn in the can and put it on the cob. You're still that corn that went somewhere. That's what people think."
Well, so but
I,
we
I
don't.
Think
we
it's a great
we,
idea.
We don't have to focus on that as a marketing aspect. I'll drop the green piece. You know, if people are that confused,
I'm just saying you're going to have a hard time explaining that to people because they're not going to believe it, because they're not. It's not what they see.
But I think what they'll be excited about is the prospect, even if they don't agree with me there and don't understand nature the way I do, you know, as someone who's grown up near a lot of nature and has very strong aptitude for learning new things, the potential to put other things on the cob, something that no one's really commenting on, I think is a very exciting
piece
of this product.
Well, I think what we just came through with Matthew is that we'll be in a position where we can move on from the idea of how corn is grown and really get to the concept of cobbing food. Let's go to Jim. Jim, yay or nay on the cobby?
No way.
Okay.
I've been in the farming business for over 45 years, and I have never seen corn growing other than on a cob.
Now we're back to the cob. Okay.
But can you imagine the utility of being able to put other foods on a synthetic reusable cob? Say, raisins on the cob or peas on the cob.
That I understand. I understand you're trying to create a product to sell. I understand that.
Yeah.
But when you try and tell people that corn is grown in the ground, similar to peanuts, you're telling them the wrong story, my friend. Corn is grown on a cob.
This is an example of Big Farmer. This is Big Farmer calling in, trying to confuse the American public again, and I resent that.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
Okay, you are completely wrong, my young friend.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for that. I agree. Well, I agree with Jim on this one. 312-981-7200. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll read some of the more colorful texts that have come in about the cobby. Stay with us.
Got my hand in the frying pan.
It's a download here. We're going to go rapid fire since we only got about 6 minutes left. I'm going to get through the phone callers first, then we're going to read all the texts. Steve, try to keep your responses to a minimum if you can. Mary, yay or nay on the cobby?
Nay. I live in a town of 500 people, 75 miles south of Chicago. It's still a cornfield. Naperville ain't been a cornfield for years. Corn and beans. You ask Orion, you ask Max. Yep. And I got Max's signature when Orion was signing his book up there in Streeter years ago. But corn and beans are the life's blood of this country. And you know, if you don't know anything about, I still don't know, but the heart of this town is a grain elevator.
Hmm.
Corn and beans put the bread on the table.
And
Jim,
Mary,
beans
are good. They're also good for your heart.
Yeah, okay. All right. Tom, what do we think of the cobby, Tom?
Oh, it's we don't need negativity like that, lady. I think it's brilliant.
Thank you, Tom.
See, I'm a traveling guy, so I'm always in my car. Can you imagine? I mean, I'd love to be part of your team. I can roll the cobby with Fruit Loops, get in my car, and I'm eating a bowl of cereal on the way to work.
Yeah.
If I want a snack and I want to be healthy, I can roll it with almonds or even corn nuts.
That's right.
Which is corn.
Yeah, and Tom.
And now with one hand, I'm driving my car. I don't have bags all over my car spilling stuff. I'm just eating it right off the cob.
That's right.
There you go. Thanks,
Tom.
When you're near
the end of your cob, since it's Bluetooth compatible and connected to your phone, you'll get a text message letting you know it's time to refill.
There you go. Yep. Norm, yay or nay on the cobby?
Yeah, hey, listen. My name is Norm Zaleski. I am chairman of the International Cobblers Union of North America.
Okay.
Hi, Norm.
Yes, your guest there is definitely wrong. We work on shoes.
Oh, right. That's what I think, too, yeah.
You're privately as well.
Okay, thanks, Norm.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, yay or nay on the cobby?
I like the idea for snacks and things like that, but you need a different adhesive, one that won't cause cancer.
Yeah, I agree. Thanks for pointing that out, Tom. That's something that I thought was obviously.
Well, maybe in, 2.0.
Okay. All right. Are you ready?
Yeah. Hit me with it.
Here's some of the stuff.
We're
leaning nay.
Okay.
We're going to lead. I heard a couple yays, but they were usually either sarcastic or with caveats.
Got it.
So we're going to just sort of go through this.
Okay.
630 will start us off. dumdumdumdumdum.com.
Okay.
There's some other words there, but we're going to leave it there.
Okay.
815. This guy is the biggest idiot that I've ever heard talk. I want to punch him in his mouth. Wow.
Well, I don't appreciate
that. That's a little bit over the top.
Yeah.
This is in all caps. Does this idiot know that all corn grows on a cob and is removed by a cannery to put corn in a can?
Well, I've recently been educated to that point, but it's irrelevant. How about putting other things on the cob? How exciting is that?
708 says this guy loses credibility on the growing of corn. Then you try to take something healthy like eating a vegetable and add M&Ms or Skittles to hide the taste of the paste. Then you claim it's green but it's waste water to have a wash it. I've read better and more credible news in The Onion.
Okay.
Mm.
Interesting.
Hmm.
Well, we could do onion on the cob.
Okay. 773 says, this guy is nonsense every week. Every week he is a waste of time.
Well, if it's a waste of time to share innovation, then sign me up for waste of time
class. There you go.
Class.
773 is pretty simple. He's a liar. That's it.
Well, I disagree. I'm okay. A salesman. There's a fine line between the two, but I stand firmly entrenched on the salesman side.
815 says it's official. CP3P is the one who glues each kernel to the cob. That's a callback to an old bit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, fact.
This guy is a joke. We did that one. Okay. 608 says this dude has no idea what he's talking about. I wouldn't touch that with a 10-foot pole.
Are these texts from last week now?
No, these are fresh.
Okay.
These are fresh. Okay. 773, he's making a fool of himself and showing how truly ignorant he is.
Hmm. Well, it takes one to know one, I'll say.
Well, you know. 724 said Mark Cuban just canceled his contract with Steve.
Okay.
Steve has no good ideas. He sucks.
Okay.
Sorry.
Got it.
I'm just reading what I'm not making. This is what I get.
I know.
606 says insanity is in the mind of the Cobby inventor.
Okay.
That's a poem of some sort.
Yeah.
219 says you couldn't invent your way out of a wet paper bag if you had a bucket of water and a dry bag.
Okay.
Hmm. 630 says he can give us the number of his dealer because I like what he's on.
Okay. Well, we work with several different manufacturers, and I don't like to give out our suppliers. You know.
262 says, hot damn, he's a genius.
Thank you.
I've been using the same old soggy cob over and over and over.
Well,
that's,
you know,
that's sarcasm.
Yeah, that's. I hope they're not using... the same cob.
708 says, what planet is this guy on? Let's keep going. Hold on. 630, how does he dress himself?
Well, one leg at a time.
312 says, I love the undereducated. I think he's talking about you.
Well, he might be talking about some of the callers, too. We don't know.
219 says, he needs a moment to find himself.
Okay. Ooh. Well, we all do, really.
Yee. Let's see here. I'm queuing down. What's this plastic? We did that. 630, thinning the herd is one thing, but this just sounds dangerous. But I imagine that he can get investors, especially if they own healthcare facilities.
Well, you know,
whatever's good for the bottom line.
Yeah, and that's, I'm glad they brought that up because, again, when I pitch ideas here, it's primarily prepping for pitching to investors, not consumers. We will craft marketing campaigns to trick the consumer into purchasing or convince the consumer to purchase the product. But this is really all about the bottom line and the investor.
Hmm. For all of us, this is 219, for all of us whose sleep is to rejuvenate the mind, body, and spirit, and for some of us it's to expand and reinvent imagination, you, sir, are not part of the last once again. So that's, they had done that one before.
Yeah, and I think these inspirational quotes are great, and I appreciate them, and I will keep trying.
Okay. Why does this guy even get airtime? No, 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 no. No, no, no. I'm finding the no's here.
It's funny.
Is this
I walked
the same
in
banana
here,
peeler idiot. Yep.
Well, it's yes. I walked in here. Sure, I had a winner, and once again, I think the listeners are ignoring the most enticing feature of the cobby, which is you can put steak on the cob. Peas on the cob, bologna on the cob, anything you want on the cob. And they're really hung up on my misunderstanding of how corn is actually grown.
Right.
Forget that part. I admit I was wrong. I thought corn was applied to cobs, but fine. It grows on the cob. So this isn't a green product, but it's, you know, it's still an innovative, fun mealtime treat to put other things on the cob if you are over 50 pounds.
Okay, and just as a final one here, in the 847 says, in the long, proud history of WGN Radio, nothing as imbecile and moronic has ever been heard as this idiot and his so-called inventions.
Okay.
You two, and I'm included in this, you two ruin Friday nights.
Wow.
Wow.
That's a lot to shoulder, but
I don't think we ruin it. I don't know. We're putting an invention out there and people are calling up to say they like it.
I mean, what about my Friday night? Yeah. Why doesn't that caller think about how my Friday night is gone
about
with a bunch of people yelling at me and trying to educate me on corn harvesting? You know,
I feel bad for you.
Yeah.
Well, I think at a certain point you should maybe have a better concept of the techniques and the science and the basic information.
I'm not going to have any more corn inventions. All right. So all right. Who cares? Okay.
Steve Gadlin, I want to draw a cat for you.com. The copy didn't go so well, but you know what? You did great. Have a great Memorial Day weekend, and we will see you next Friday.
Denture cream. It's, of course, the tastiest of all creams. So the copy did not go over so well as predicted. Hey, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. I'm going to release a whole bunch of these in quick succession now. So I hope your RSS feeds are blowing up. We'll be back next week. Well, no, literally in like 3 or 4 minutes. And the invention for the next episode is called Stink Alert. I think I haven't listened to that one in a long time. I think it's some sort of audible warning when you fart. Maybe. I can't remember. Odds are my money's on it's fart related. Okay, goodbye.